Hello.
Hello, is Katra Gogolski there?
Yes, could you hold on, please?
Yes, thank you.
All righty.
Hey, Katra, it's a call for you.
Hello, this is Katra.
Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
39.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other?
White and Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, border security, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or growing the economy and creating jobs?
Border protection and growing the economy and creating jobs.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Twenty.
Joe Kent.
70.
Donald Trump.
90.
Joe Biden.
1.
Raul Garcia.
20.
Maria Campbell.
10.
woke liberals in Congress?
Did you say woke liberals in Congress?
Yes.
When?
MAGA Republicans?
80.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
For Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Republican Joe Kent.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp-Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp-Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is very important, and a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom.
10.
Someone you can trust.
10.
A fighter for the working class.
10.
Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
0.
A leader who understands our way of life in Southern Washington and will work to protect it.
5. I give that a 5.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress, a 5 means that it is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. And she also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
Five.
Thank you. The next one is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting for the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian state stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
5.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, in February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get her the care she needed. And she believes women have the right to control their bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight up against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
Two.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Republican Joe Kent.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts and or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about, let's see, Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Now, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt,